Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita and Olivia. We are talking about Mother's Day gifts today. And you, so many gifts, Olivia. We had to share them over three of our segments.
And race to the finish.
Race to the finish line. So we don't want them racing to the finish line of trying to get those Mother's Day gifts. So we're giving them a little bit of time.
Yes, we are. And you might need it. But if you want to review the products that we talked about today, you can go to travelbagswithanita.com and they'll all be there. And you can also just do a one-click order from the website.
Right from the website. You can order right there. Go ahead and get those gifts. You can even, you know, plan to just have them shipped directly to mom, or if you want them to come to you and you do some cute little gift wrapping kind of things, or maybe even, you know, bundle a couple of things, because some of these things could go together well as well.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, if mom has been really good through the year.
Yeah, I think between the rain jacket and the hat and the socks, we've kind of got an outfit going.
Yeah, there's an outfit there. We just need to add some jeans in my case,
yeah.
Right? But now we're going to switch gears here, because this also could be a Mother's Day gift as well, because we always talk about the gift of travel. And we are in the fourth quarter. And when we go to the fourth quarter of our show, it's always about quarter miles.
Yes, it is. We're looking at the designs that the U.S. Mint, working with each state, released on the back of quarters to, I guess, kind of capture the essence of the state. You know, there was a long process for each state to decide which design would represent their state, their history, their culture. So it's a great way to travel if you do like history and if you're kind of interested in learning sort of behind the scenes information.
Exactly. And I always say, if it's on the back of that quarter, it must be important to that state, because they had the opportunity to come up with designs. And I'm sure there was a little bit of debate and things like that that went back and forth with what should be on the quarter. But we won't hold the listeners in suspense any longer, our friends out in radio land.
Yes.
So what state are we talking about today?
Well, believe it or not, we still have quite a few states to get through. And then we'll look at the U.S. territories. They have some quarters as well. But today we're looking at the Utah State Quarter, which was released in 2007, engraved by Joseph Mena. And this quarter features two locomotives moving toward a golden spike. That was the golden spike that joined the Central Pacific and Union Pacific Railroads, essentially linking east to west. And it has the inscription, Crossroads of the West. In May 1869, there was a ceremony in Promontory, Utah, that marked the joining of these railroads and also celebrated the completion of the first transcontinental route. So this union made cross-country travel much easier and allowed for more widespread Western expansion, which coincided with a big mining boom. So there's also going to be a lot of mining towns in this area.
Well, you know, and that's really fascinating to kind of hear that, because you just kind of think, especially nowadays, that all of that was kind of always there in some way or another,
right,
that people were able to go across country. But no, I mean, we needed the railroads to make that happen. And a lot of that history is right there in Utah.
Yes, it was essential. And today you can visit the site of this ceremony and the Golden Spike at the Golden Spike National Historic Site. They've got two replica locomotives to represent the ones that were on the back of the quarter. Their names were Jupiter and number 119. I feel kind of bad for 119.
Yeah, I just wonder what, you know, the naming process was,
yeah,
that one came up with 119, because I would think maybe there was some significance to that number.
Maybe. I mean, it's two different railroads, so I guess they had, you know, a whole different naming system as well.
Well, that's true.
But there are some daily spring and summer month, there's some daily routes on these railroads that you can take. And there's also some driving tours as well.
Well, that would be great. You know, we're always looking for those trips that the whole family can go on, where there's history, where there's things that you can learn about, as well as experience. We love those hands-on type things.
Yes. And starting in the month of May and, you know, throughout the summer, they do reenact that last spike ceremony, complete with the, you know, period clothing. And it's a whole, you know, festival there. So you can see it recreated and really kind of capture what is exactly on the back of the quarter.
And we really love those, because we are trying to encourage people to go and travel based on what's on the back of that quarter. So this would be the perfect one to do, and especially do it while that celebration is going on.
Yes, and even if you can't do it during those months, they have a lot of stuff going on inside the engine house. So if you're interested in locomotives, you can see kind of a behind-the-scenes thing, and they take care of the replicas there. And if you're interested in what else is in the area, nearby is the Great Salt Lake. You know, so that's its own, you know, attraction. But you can also see a very famous earthwork called the Spiral Jenny, which was created by Robert Smithson, and he used black basalt rocks to create a 1,500-foot long coil that stretches out onto the water. You know, it's a marvel. You know, you don't an earthwork.
Yeah.
You know, a piece of art using earth that's been there, you know, since the 70s.
It sounds so unexpected, too.
It is. It is unexpected. So a great photo opportunity, of course, but also something to just, you know, stare at and take it all in.
Yeah, because sometimes you really want to put the camera down and just experience something. So it sounds like you probably want to do both.
Right. And another place nearby that's kind of a marvel on its own is the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge, which is a freshwater marsh surrounded by desert. You might almost think it's a mirage. So they really, you know, do a lot of work there to help make sure that these migratory birds are safe and okay. Because this is, you know, one of the only spots that they have that is fit, you know, fit environment for them.
Well, you know, and it's probably very beautiful as well to see the freshwater marshes there and see the birds.
Yes, exactly. And another thing you can do is drive the Transcontinental Railroad backcountry byway. So this portion of the railroad was abandoned in 1938 and then converted into a road. So you can take in beautiful landscape. You know, we always talk about how railroads kind of give you a glimpse of, you know, the country that you may not see any other way, but here you can, you know, see it in your own car.
Yeah, and then taking it by railroad, sometimes it's like going back in time to think about when that was the mode of transportation, and maybe do a little bit by car and a little bit by railroad.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, get both experiences. And then there's the Western Mining and Railroad Museum in Helper. And Helper was ranked the number one True West town of the year by True West magazine in 2007.
Yes, it was. So if you're interested in Western, you know, Old West towns, this again was a coal mining town. So it tells a story just of Helper on its own, how it became a coal town and became kind of a central hub for mining camps after the railroads were joined.
Well, it includes a simulated coal mine that shows visitors early mining methods. So again, it's very educational. You'll see the tools, the equipment, and all those things that were used in mining, and the blacksmith shop, a display of a robbery by Butch Cassidy gang, photographs, a typical mining camp kitchen, which would be interesting to see. Well, what did they eat when they were camping?
In the desert.
out in the desert. So all of those things sound really, really cool. Now, I know we're coming down to the end of the show here, but there's the Four Corners Monument, too, that people can check out there.
Yeah, another kind of joining of, you know, places. So this is where you can see a quadrupoint where Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah meet, and it is in the middle of Navajo Nation. So there are plenty of opportunities to take in the Native American culture there, tours, Pueblo villages.
I love that.
Lots of things to do themed around that once you see the Four Corners.
Well, hey, that sounds like the Four Corners. And you guys, we have given you all kinds of corners here on the show today. Everything from Mother's Day gifts to a great trip that maybe you can send, you know, mom on to Utah and check out some things. And this has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We really appreciate you guys listening with us today. And an early happy Mother's Day to everyone. And we hope that some of the gift items will make moms happy all across the area here. And check back with us next week when we have more travel tips, destinations, and fun things to do here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.